This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Chris Cowley. Fan cams, club news, transfer news, match previews, legend interviews,
Spurs women,
press conferences, covering everything Tottenham and England.
Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. I'm at another Echo 61 event. Do check out their website. I'm with the Tottenham Hotspur legend, Aurelio Gomez. Aurelio, how are you?
I'm good. Excited to talk to you.
Thank you for coming on. Firstly, your Tottenham Hotspur career. Favourite memories?
Champions League, I think. Especially the game that qualified for the Champions League, seats away. 1-0. It's tough game. I played that game with a very tough injury as well, so I was able to play that game, and at the end we got a great result that gave us the opportunity to play Champions League. So when it came to my mind, I can say Milan away.
Oh yeah,
Milan at home.
Yeah.
Two great games that we had, so especially that night was very good, very good.
Special nights, those Champions League evenings. Yeah. Aurelio, what was it like signing for Tottenham back in 2008? Because, of course, you come from PSV.
Yeah, different league. I was expecting that the things was going to start easier for me. Mm-hmm. But straight away I had an injury, so that... I take a while to adapt as well, but I was excited in that time. You know, Premier League is always on my mind in that time, and to sign for Tottenham was special as well. So I got a connection with the fans straight away, and that was good as well. That helped me so much to go through a very difficult time, and especially at the beginning.
Of course, you started your career in Brazil. Yeah. Was it always the goal to play in the Premier League?
I never thought about that. When I started to play in Brazil, I just wanted the house for my mum. That was enough.
Wow.
But I ended up in the Premier League. So Premier League was seemed like far away from what was my dream. But I worked so hard at Cruzeiro. Then I went to PSV. Then I played 12 years in the Premier League, so it wasn't so bad.
Incredible. who were your favourite players in the Tottenham Hotspur team, and who did you feel most comfortable, defenders playing in front of you?
Ledley King, for sure. Mike Ondasso. Modric. So many players. Sandro. Gareth Bale. So many good players. But I remember when Dawson was playing alongside Ledley King, he was suffering with his knee, but every time that he came to the game, he was a player that always gave 100% and more. You know, he used to train just 30 minutes before the game, but even that, you know, he used to perform so well. So I was, every time that his name was in the team sheet, you know, I was comfortable to play with him in front of me.
Did you find it incredible how Ledley King didn't train, but yet he put in some superb performances like he did?
Yeah, of course. And the way he was doing things, especially at the gym, you know, he was probably outside. He never was difficult for him to train, but he was doing an incredible work at the gym. Always a top professional.
Yeah.
That gave him the opportunity to play, you know, in such great games like he did, even with the problem that he had.
Now, your first season at the club, we ended up getting into the League Cup final. We were actually holders going into that final as well. Of course, we lost on penalties.
Yeah.
How was that day for you, being in a final for Tottenham? And are you surprised 16 years now we're waiting for a trophy?
Yeah, of course. Especially, I think that that was the start of the new Tottenham now, you know. The way the team is playing now is much different than we used to play. We used to have a very good team, especially 2008, 2009, then 2009-10.
Yeah.
The Champions League, we used to have a very good team. But the way the team is playing now, it's a surprise, big surprise, because I wanted to win in that time.
Yeah.
My first interview, I said, what are you doing here? They asking me, I'm here to win trophies.
Yeah.
They almost killed me. And don't say that. I said that because it's a huge club. And the club deserve more in terms of winning titles, I think.
What do you think the problem has been? Why do you think the Spurs have not won a trophy in all that time?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Because when you think of the players that we've had at the club in that time.
Bit of luck, you know. Because we, like you said, we used to have a very good team. So after that as well, when Pochettino's here, you know, big chance. And I thought was going to be this year.
Yeah.
Everyone, I think, this is the time.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know. It's like we lose energy when you have to decide, you know. We cannot explain. Can you explain that?
No. I've been to too many semi-finals and too many finals,
exactly,
and it's disappointment. But talking about the team now, obviously Ange Postecoglou came in the summer. Spurs are playing, you know, a different brand of football. Everyone's been excited and entertained again.
Mm-hmm.
What have you made of the football this season? And are you confident that Spurs will be back in the Champions League next season?
Yeah, much better than the last season.
Yeah.
Was very difficult to watch last season.
Yeah.
But this season, you almost 100% sure that the team is going to score.
Mm-hmm.
Is still losing that games, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes that games that will make difference.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that they just need to focus on this type of game. Maybe they're going to go to the game and, oh, this is an easy game, but there are no easy games in the Champions in the Premier League. So, but it's nearly there. It's exciting the way they're playing at the moment, you know, and the people they want it, the players they want it, and that's some light at the end of the tunnel.
Your former teammate at Watford, Richarlison, of course, is the main man for Tottenham up front at the moment. Have you been surprised by his form, and do you think that we will see that again next season?
No, I'm not surprised of his current form. I was surprised the way he was playing.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised because I knew there was some problems, you know, he was going through a few problems. That's why he was performing that way, you know, and he was so disappointed as well. But this is the proper Richarlison, and I think you didn't see the best of him yet. He will perform even better, especially now that his confidence, of course, he had some problem, some injuries. So, but I hope that he can come back, you know, stronger, and he wants to win. Mm-hmm. Loves to win, you know, when he give all when he's in the pitch.
What do you expect the outcome to be Saturday, England v Brazil?
Sorry, England. I'm Brazilian in my heart.
What was
but hard game. Hard game, new manager for Brazil. You know, probably England is more.
Yeah,
they have a team. Mm-hmm. Now that play a long time together, so some young players, so going to be exciting game.
Your former teammate Sandro, who you mentioned, he told me a couple of weeks ago that his dream is to manage Tottenham Hotspur,
and he capable of it.
Do you think he will be a good manager?
I think he's the way he normally I speak to him about football and the way he thinks about football, I think is the way that he can put it. It's of course it's different.
Yeah.
When you work with players, so it's different. But the way he thinks about football is he can become a very very good manager.
Aurelio, what was it like playing for Brazil?
No words to describe. I had 33 cups, one World Cup. So I play under 23 as well, and it's something that every player dreams of.
Yeah.
But not many, you know, not many has the opportunity to play for your country. It's amazing.
What was it like being part of that World Cup squad?
Was something that I think that season. The game against Arsenal that we won at home, amazing goal that Danny Rose scored.
Yeah,
and that perform from that season for the whole season, of course, but especially that game against Chelsea as well, that gave me opportunity to go to the World Cup, and it was a very special moment for me. I was the second goalkeeper in that tournament with a possibility to play because Julio Cesar was injured with a bad injury on his back. He's just recovering time to play, but I was very happy to be part of the squad.
Aurelio, going back to Tottenham today, if Spurs are going to push on and go for the Premier League title and be up there with the likes of Liverpool and Manchester City, mm-hmm. What else do they need, in your opinion?
Consistency. Winning games, they just need to, they cannot I believe they cannot think about a draw game.
Mm-hmm.
They have to even if they go to play against City and they prove that they can do it, they need to win it, because otherwise it's going to be very hard.
And in terms of the transfer window, what positions do you think that they need to improve?
I think they need to have more backups, you know, for each positions, because it's long season, and they suffered a lot at the back with the injury that they suffered in the between first half of the season, you know. So I think they need to have a very good backups for the positions that they have, because they have a very good team, but they need to have a good backups, you know. Like Emerson was playing as a center back. Mm. He did well, to be honest, but it's not his position. You know, I think they have to think about it.
Last question for you. I'd like to know what Harry Redknapp was shouting at Sandro. Because you said to Sandro, he said, just doing what you're doing. What did he really say?
That was funny. So the game against Bolton, you know.
Yeah.
Sandro was receiving the ball, facing me, and he always tried to turn, you know, and he needed just to pass to the defender, right or left back, and he was keeping losing the ball. And Harry just at the dressing room is come to him, and he said to me, "Translate to him, yeah. If he lose the ball once more, he never gonna play with me again."
But you didn't tell him that.
No, I said, no. "Oh, he said, Harry just said for you to calm down, but don't be so calm like you are at the moment. You need to pass the ball. Don't turn." You know, so imagine if I say that to Sandro, he's not going to play anymore.
Because, exactly. Yeah.
It can goes into his mind.
Just wanted to ask you as well. You're becoming a pastor or a football agent. What are you doing now?
Yeah, I'm a football agent.
Yeah.
So, but of course I preach the gospel as well, mm-hmm. which is something that is in my heart, and that's why I wanted things that will give me more freedom, you know, to go around. But I preach the gospel as well.
Aurelio, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much, and best of luck for the future. And come on, you Spurs.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.